Proclamation number 7964 of 11th of August, 1961. Bond with God guarantees ascent. The human being on earth who walks his earthly path in constant contact with me and whom I can therefore guide myself, as it serves his soul best, will be able to record a tremendous ascent. It cannot be soon enough to establish the bond with me, for his will then have turned to me of its own accord and given me the right to look after him as my share, to send him strength and grace without my adversary being able to prevent this, who has now lost his right to this soul. Nevertheless, he does not cease again and again to influence the human being's will in order to win him back. But every thought which now applies to me gives me the right to push it away from the human being. Once a being has freely decided in favor of me, I will no longer let it fall into my adversary's hands. It just cannot be spared battle, since these contribute towards the soul's maturing and constantly push it towards me and you, so that my strength can take effect in it. For every bond with me also signifies an overflow of my strength of love. It signifies constant descent upwards. However, establishing the right bond with me will always be a matter of the heart. This bond is not established by acknowledging and affirming with the mouth, which is easily possible if people are certainly taught about a God and Creator in their earliest youth and they only accept these teachings intellectually, they don't contradict them and thus believe in Him. Then the heart has not yet spoken, and only the heart's speech is valid before me. Then the prayers will only be spoken with the lips, but they will not be prayers in spirit and in truth. They will not be addressed to me from within, and therefore I will not hear them either. The right bond only takes place when the heart speaks, when the human being's thoughts seek me and want to communicate with me, when the human being speaks to me like a child to its father, when it knows no inhibitions yet surrenders to me in profound humility that I may look after and guide it, that I may take care of it forever and ever. The right bond with me is truly already an entry into the spiritual kingdom, for the human being's thoughts wander into a completely different realm than the one where he physically lives. And he acknowledges me or he would not unite with me in thought or prayer. And thus he has also passed the test of will, for once the being fell away from me because it did not want to acknowledge me as its God and Creator. The only thing that matters in earthly life is that the being returns to me again of its own free will. And the sooner it acknowledges me, the sooner I can also have a direct effect on the human being, give him strength of resistance against my adversary and support him in every way so that he covers the path of ascent. That the soul works on itself with success, that its spirit allies all immature substances still clinging to it so that it departs from earth clear and loud and can then be permeated by light and strength in the kingdom of the beyond. It needs strength for this purification process, for my adversary will constantly try to prevent it from living in my will, but this strength also constantly flows to it, or it can flow to it, because it repeatedly unites with me and thereby can receive strength. Because this strength is divine strength of love, which will also stimulate it into constant activity of love, and because then its transformation into love will also take place, which signifies spiritual perfection, spiritual progress, for the purpose of which the human being lives on earth. However, this spiritual progress is impossible without the influx of strength from me, and the influx of strength necessitates a close bond with me. Therefore you can consider yourselves blessed if you acknowledge me in your heart and send your thoughts to me. For I seize you and then will never let you fall again, for then your return to me is guaranteed, your free will has decided in favor of me and you will never leave me again, You are mine and will remain so forever. Amen.